perfect for me. It wasn't helping my rising anxiety.
"We're both ready," I said.
Lucy nodded, then fussed with a loose strand of my hair which had come free from my chignon and framed my face. She kept trying to tuck it back in, but it wouldn't stay. She knew my fine hair was unmanageable, but today she was refusing to give up.
"It's okay," I moved away from her. "Sorry."
She clasped her hands together. I wasn't sure who was more apprehensive, her or me. I surveyed myself in the hotel mirror, checking every last detail, and smiled. My long blonde hair was staying up, a few delicate white pearls sprinkled throughout. My white dress fit perfectly, cascading around my feet. Lucy was reflected behind me in the glass, her brow creased with the strain of concentrating as she checked every detail too. I smiled at her and made tiny adjustments to my flowers and dress. I took my time. I touched up the pink gloss on my lips. The colour made them fuller. This was my moment of transformation. No one was going to hurry me. I needed to get this right. Everybody would be watching me, including Mark's family. I had to be perfect. "How do I look?" I grinned at her. Lucy's brow creased and her lip wobbled. "Come on," I gave her a quick hug. "We promised each other we wouldn't cry." She was meant to be supporting me, but here I was having to carry her on today of all days. "I'm sorry," she dabbed at her eyes, trying not to smudge her mascara. "You look incredible." She composed herself and then wrapped her arms tightly around me, her auburn curls brushing against my cheek. I untangled myself and held her at arm's length. I couldn't help but smile. Her curled auburn hair tumbled around her shoulders, and her peppermint bridesmaid's dress made her green eyes glow. "You look beautiful," I said. "It won't be long until it's your turn."
"It's only been 6 months," Lucy said, but a huge grin appeared at the mention of her boyfriend, James. I was glad to see her so happy. She'd had more than her fair share of pain over the years. "Sorry he couldn't come today," she said. "He really did try, but he couldn't get out of the Dubai work trip."
"Don't worry," I said. "You're here, and that's what matters." I gave her a twirl, and she let out a little sob. Part of me suspected that her tears weren't all joyful. She'd never been sure about Mark, and had been very vocal about it at the beginning. When she realised that I wouldn't give him up, she'd towed the line, but her concerns had always left me with a niggle of self-doubt. She'd known me my whole life, knew me better than anyone. I had found myself asking the same question over and over again. Was I making the right choice? But then Mark's lopsided grin would come into my mind and I told myself I'd never find anyone like him again. The day I'd met him, I knew we were going to be married and live happily together, always. "Come on, Miss Timekeeper," I tapped my wrist as if I was wearing a watch. "Don't we need to get going?" Lucy moved away. "Sorry, yes, they'll be here soon." She wiped under her eyes with tissue and touched up her foundation before picking up her bouquet. It matched my larger bunch of peach and yellow roses. I turned towards the door. As if on cue, there was a knock. A middle-aged man in a black suit marched into the room. He looked every inch the police detective with his composed presence and the way he took control of the space. It made my heart stop.
"Miss Talbot, my name is Henry."
He thrust his hand towards me, and I stared at it blankly.
"I'm going to be your registrar for today."
His hand hovered in the air uselessly, and he tilted his head at me, a look of concern on his face.
"Of course, thank you."
I grabbed his hand gratefully, but shook it too fast in my relief. I caught a glimpse of my reflection glaring back at me from the large mirrors on the walls. I was frowning, and my shoulders were tense. I tried to relax. I was being ridiculous. Of course he wasn't from the police.
"First off, I need to check that you are Miss Julia Talbot," the registrar said.
"I am." I smiled at him.
"And have you ever been known by any other name?"
"No."